there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. With the Thanksgiving holiday tomorrow, we officially kick off the giving season that will lead us into the giving holidays of Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Three Kings Day, and the Feast of St. Nicholas. Whatever holiday you celebrate, I hope you'll make time to remember those who may need a little help to make the season joyful and bright. This includes our neighbors who are living marginally or experiencing homelessness. My guest today is a very young person with a very big heart for these folks. Peyton is only 12 years old, and she started her organization, Eye of a Child, when she was only 7 years old. She was inspired to start fundraising and organizing collection drives for shelters in her community when a member of her own family was experiencing homelessness and came to live with her and her family. I hope Peyton's kindness and genuine desire to help those who are less fortunate will inspire you to do the same this holiday season. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Peyton. Hey, Peyton, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for joining me. So why don't you introduce yourself a little bit more? Tell us how old you are, where you live, where you go to school, all that good stuff, what grade you're in, and then tell us all about your work with Eye of a Child.
Okay. My name is Peyton. I'm 12 years old. I live in Wisconsin and I attend Brookfield Academy.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in seventh grade.
Seventh grade. Awesome. So start from the very beginning. Tell us about the inspiration, the spark. What is the work? What do you do? Tell us everything.
Okay. Well, when I was seven, I started a nonprofit called Eye of a Child. This nonprofit helps bring awareness to child homelessness, but as my peers were figuring out what new slime kit they wanted, I was figuring out how I can make the world a better place, especially for those who face adversities. The mission of my organization is every child deserves a smile, and since everyone belongs to someone in this world, then they also deserve to smile. The inspiration for my organization was my great uncle who recently passed away a couple months ago. Although I was young and getting to know him, I will always remember how kind and genuine he was to me and everyone else around him. I never once saw him sad or upset, despite his experience with homelessness. By the time I found out he was faced with this, he was living with me. I researched and knew I needed to help combat this awful thing that many are faced with called homelessness. In May, we just celebrated our 5th year anniversary. So that was really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Considering you're only 12, that's pretty impressive. So this experience sort of started for you because of your uncle, and I'm so sorry that you lost him recently. That's too bad. But it sounds like you were able to impact his life in a really positive way at the end of his life, which is so important. So prior to that, did you have any, I know you were very young, but did you have any sense of people who were unhoused and why they might be living on the street? And tell us more about your uncle and why and how that experience sort of helped you to understand what homelessness is really all about.
I never really knew why people were homeless, but I don't know what I was thinking.
probably didn't think anything, right?
Yeah, I didn't know. Every opportunity they would get, whether it's at a restaurant or a stoplight, I would always ask my parents if they had any spare change to give or food or anything. And sometimes they would, sometimes they wouldn't, or sometimes the light would change too quickly. And so I used to cry because I would feel so bad, and I couldn't understand why they were outside on the streets. And
especially in Wisconsin, it's so cold there, right?
Like, yes, it gets very cold.
Oh my goodness, in the middle of winter, to think that someone is sleeping on a park bench or something is really just, it's so painful. So tell us more about what you do with the work. So do you do homeless outreach? Do you educate people? Like what exactly does I Have a Child do?
I Have a Child raises money, and we give money to different homeless shelters, and we also give, we have different drives. So we have like a toy drive, a back to school drive. And for the annual celebrations that I was talking about, all the gifts that I receive, because it's May is my birthday month, so then I donate all the gifts people give me to them, because, I mean, honestly, I don't really need anything, because I definitely know that there's people out there who need way more things than I'm equipped with. So,
right. No, absolutely. So tell me how you do the fundraising. You talked about raising funds and then donating those. So what kinds of activities do you do to raise the money?
Usually I go out and I sell t-shirts, and I also have these little crayons or heart-shaped crayons that people can use. So I sell those, and money I get, I make appearances. I do, like I said, the drives, the toy drives, back to school drive. So I do a good variety of things.
And do you, when you do the drives, you said, you know, the toy drives or back to school drives, where do you set up boxes for those? Is that usually at your school or at church or a community center? Where are you typically doing that?
I usually go to like different stores and post big boxes, or like, for example, I think we do one with Macy's and a bunch of other places.
Well, that's nice, because what's great about that is the store has so much merchandise. Like,
yes,
if they wanted to donate some of their things that they're not selling, you know, that's as opposed to just waiting for people to buy things and put them in the box. You might actually get the store to donate some of this, all of this stuff that they have. So do you do anything around the holiday time, Christmas or Thanksgiving or anything like that?
Yes. Christmas is mainly when I do the toy drive. Because, you know, most of the time children and people are not getting gifts, and that's what Christmas is all about, I guess. So I post the boxes and people put in gifts that I give to other homeless shelters.
So those are family shelters then, because there, as you know, there are different types of shelters for single people and families. Yeah, that's, I mean, in particular, children living in shelter is, you know, it's sad when anyone needs to live in a place that's not their home, but to have children living in those environments, it's really wonderful that you can provide them with presents. So tell me a little bit more about when you were so young and you started doing this work. Like, what was the reaction that you would get from people when you were putting out the boxes and stuff?
I guess people were very surprised and thought that it was probably one of my parents' ideas when it was my idea.
Right. No, absolutely. I remember interviewing a young man who does similar homeless outreach, and he started as a young, very young child as well. And he told me this, the origin story was basically he saw someone on the street who was, you know, living marginally or whatever. And he came home and he asked his mom if that person could just come and stay with them. A stranger on the street. And the mom was like, I don't think so, but we could, you know, maybe try and help organizations in your community that are doing this work.
Yes, I've also done something similar to that. I wanted I don't know how old I was turning, but as a birthday gift, I wanted to invite 100 homeless children and let them live with us.
Wow. I'm pretty sure your parents had something else to say about that. That's kind of a lot to have 100 people come and stay in your home. But it just goes to show you that children have such an innocent view of how to solve this problem, which is if we could all just be a little more open and generous, you know, everyone could have a home. Everyone should have a home, obviously, and children especially. So hard to go to school, right, and learn and be present if you're worried about where you're sleeping or worried about having enough food and all that. Well, Peyton, this is all really wonderful. I'm wishing you the best of luck. I hope you can continue to do this and have it grow, and just honestly raising awareness around homelessness as an issue. You know, I think people tend to close their eyes to the problem, and if they could just open their eyes, as you've pointed out, and see the humanity of the other people. I think that's so, so important. Can you tell us where people can learn more, your website or your social media, anything like that?
Yes, my website is eyeofachild.org, I as in E-Y-E.
Yes, okay. And is there, you have Instagram as well?
Yes, Instagram is _eyeofachild, and yeah.
That's it. Awesome. I will put all of that in the show notes. Peyton, thank you so much for telling us this story. It was so wonderful.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I hope you will continue to do this in, through your high school years and into your adulthood. This is really wonderful work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.